Alexandra, good morning.
Good morning.
So the Polish government has just put through a bill recently to deal with concentration camps that were set up in Poland. Could you explain to us what this law aims to do?
Sure. The law aims to prevent the use of the term Polish concentration camps or Polish death camps. Which is an expression unfortunately widely used in the international press and even by certain diplomats that included Barack Obama a few years ago. It caused a bit of a diplomatic rift between Poland and the United States, but was very quickly rectified by Washington. The term Polish death camps is actually quite offensive to Polish people because Poland had suffered greatly under the Nazi occupation. Poland as a whole, including the Jewish citizens of Poland. And Polish state was definitely not involved in the creation and operation of extermination camps or concentration camps. So this is the sort of broad background to where the problem, let's say, emerged. Now, of course, there would be different ways of dealing with it. The current government has decided that putting in place a law that criminalizes the use of this expression is the best way to deal with it. This was not the path taken by the previous government, and it is not a path that is very widely supported by the Polish community, because according to many of us, it actually creates more problems than it solves. It certainly creates a sense of hostility and confrontation, as opposed to opening a dialogue. I think it's very important to understand that there were two things that were happening in Poland at the same time. One is that there were amazing acts of heroism of Polish citizens of non-Jewish descent saving Jewish citizens. And there were also acts of denouncing Jewish citizens to the Germans, and acts of stealing their property. And it's very important to understand that there's more than one version or perspective on this issue. It's not a white and black issue. It is a question of finding the right way to approach it to be able to take this dialogue further.
So do you think the Polish government is in a position of authority here to make a law like this and just completely blanket ban any reference of the camps as being, you know, aided by Polish people?
Well, I think that when this law was being put for discussion at the Polish parliament, the opposition suggested a different wording of this particular law, where it would refer specifically to the fact that the camps themselves were not Polish. They were German Nazi camps that happened to be on the territory, occupied territory of Poland. And I think that is a valid point. I don't necessarily agree with the idea of making it, you know, a criminal offense. But this is a valid point that would be probably supported by most of Polish citizens, that this particular term is not correct. However, the law is worded in a way that it actually is very vague, and it's open to a number of interpretations. And it kind of makes it, puts it in a gray area. Any kind of statements having to do with specific individuals in the Polish community or groups of individuals who would have been complicit in the Holocaust. And that complicity, like I said, sometimes came from the fact that it was in Poland, I mean, in occupied Poland, it was actually a death penalty for harboring a Jew. Different laws applied to Western Europe, so in Poland it was particularly difficult to help Jews. But also that there were people, like in any occupied country, in any war, who collaborated with the enemy for their own personal safety or economic benefits. Feeding on some underlying anti-Semitic feelings, they were committing those crimes. And so the law does not refer as specifically as it really should just to the fact that the camps were not, you know, a Polish invention. They were not run by the Poles. They were run by the Nazis. And like I said, this is, like I said, a valid point and a sensitive issue for most Poles.
Mm.
The law opens up, creates a very gray area around all the other possible incidents of anti-Jewish behavior of any kind, like I said, denouncing the presence of Jews, having material benefits from the fact that that the Jews were prosecuted by the Germans, and I think this is very much what is of a big, big concern, because it will really stifle the dialogue and a difficult process of reconciliation between Poles and Jews that has been going on since the advent of democracy 27 years ago. There has been a big progress in the attempt to actually open up a dialogue and accept certain responsibility for certain acts that our compatriots have committed. It's very difficult to accept those facts for people who were brought up like myself with the idea that the Poles were just the victims in the war and that fought very heroically against the German occupier. And had a terrible 6 years of very brutal occupation. This was the version of history that I was taught at school during the previous regime. And the advent of democracy opened up room for discussions about different versions, different perspectives, different experiences of people, as well as unveiling details of certain group acts of anti-Semitism and killing Jews that happened, which are even now being brought into question by certain members of the government. So one such example is of Jedwabne, which was described by Gross in a famous book called Neighbors. And it's a book that caused enormous controversy and, like I said, a bit of a shock to a lot of people in Poland. I think it was a very, very important book and that really opened up a lot of questions. And that's pretty much what happens, if we have those questions and we are able as a society to openly debate those questions, openly ask the questions, and openly present different perspectives. I think this is what will ultimately set the history, provide the actual real history rather than the false history of what happened.
Who is this law going to directly affect in a legal sense?
Well, that's a very good question. I think this is very much targeting people like authors such as Jan Gross, who published that book, Neighbors. I think in the case of diplomatic relations, and like I said, it was resolved to satisfaction. If such an event happens in the diplomatic relations, there are ways of dealing with it. Poland presented an official protest to the American government, and it was it received an apology. And I'm sure that in the current briefings or information that is provided to the current politicians in the United States, it is clearly stated not to use that expression because it had caused a diplomatic row. So there are definitely different ways other than a law, other than criminalizing. There are different ways of making sure that this term is not used, and that making sure that, it is a semantic question for a lot of people who are not aware of how sensitive this term is. And so it's basically making journalists, politicians aware, visitors to Poland, aware of the sensitivity of the term. But through, productive means, not through criminalizing. I think it also is aimed at, unfortunately, shutting down a lot of public debate about these issues in Poland. It does curiously state specifically that artists and academics are exempt from prosecution. Academics who present a proper documentation or explanation. But from my point of view, as an academic, the idea of conducting academic research, and I think for a lot of artists also, the artistic production serves as a way of opening up a public debate. So in a way you can say, well, even if academics are able to conduct research and artists are able to touch on these topics in their artwork, this production, artistic or academic, will not be able to be used in a wider group of people, in a wider social group, for discussion.
Just there, you mentioned that you think one of the aims of the government with this law is maybe to shut down discussion of this topic. And before, you also mentioned the fact that you think a process is occurring of Polish people realizing, where and where not the responsibility lies for what happened. Do you think the government is wants people to just stop discussing this issue completely after passing this law?
Well, I think that, it's hard for us to understand exactly what was the intended purpose of the law. But what has happened now, and I think that was as a response to the internationalization of this issue, is that currently, since a couple of days ago, the government is preparing a set of more specific criteria of what is punishable and what is not punishable. This is actually something that the president, when he signed the bill, he signed it, but he actually has asked for a clarification to be amended to it. So I think now that we see the kind of reaction that this bill actually caused, the government is realizing that the wording of the law is very vague and that it will need to be more specific to express more specifically its intentions as to what are the actual intentions of this bill, besides the obvious one about the actual term that I already addressed.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for your time, Alexandra.
Thank you so much.